Here's a thought I'll title, Making Art is Picking and Choosing. The basic idea here is that nothing damages a project so thoroughly as trying to say too much. It's far better, in my experience, to say a small thing well rather than a huge thing poorly. And here's a couple of examples. Years ago, I was doing a portfolio review, and a fellow from China showed up with a portfolio box of beautiful prints, large 16 by 20 prints, matted. They were exquisite. Nothing wrong with the photography at all. But through his interpreter, I asked him what the title of the portfolio was. And through the interpreter, he explained the title was America. And I thought, well, that's interesting, but these are all color abstracts. And how does that fit with the title America? And again, through the translator, what I learned was he had taken a workshop in Yellowstone National Park, flown over from China, found a fascination with the mud pots, beautiful colors and abstract shapes and whatnot, and he photographed a whole bunch of the mud pots of Yellowstone, beautiful abstracts, and titled it America. Because, turns out, that was essentially his only experience of America, the few days he spent in Yellowstone photographing the mud pots. And I explained, the photographs were beautiful, they're wonderful, but the title needed some help, because America is a big place with lots of things to photograph, and although it's possible to use America as a metaphor, in this case he wasn't, it was just his only experience of America. So I suggested maybe a portfolio title like The Mud Pots of Yellowstone or some such thing, and that he needed to think carefully about narrowing the context in which the images would be seen, rather than this is his view of America. It'd be like me going to China, photographing a few restaurants in Beijing and calling it my China portfolio. Just doesn't make sense. The second story I want to share has to do with a friend of mine, Alan Bruce Z, who had a fascinating experience. I've told this story before, so you may have heard it. He and his family went to Bali for a family vacation, and he wanted to do some photography in Bali. But he found Bali kind of overwhelming because there's too much to see, too much to do, too much to photograph. And so he did the logical thing, which was to narrow his subject matter to something that he could make into a relatively complete portfolio, or at least something that was indicative of what he was trying to accomplish. And in his case, he got fascinated by the very fancy paintings, the essentially aesthetic fun that was had throughout the country of Bali with their trash bins, public trash bins. They weren't just ugly functional things. They turned them into works of art, and he turned them into works of art. I don't remember the title of his portfolio, but it was probably something like The Beautiful Trash Bins of Bali or some such thing like that. He didn't photograph Bali. He photographed one thing in Bali. And that's why I say making art is picking and choosing. Every time we go out into the world with our camera, we have to decide what it is that we're going to photograph. And if we end up trying to photograph too much, we'll probably not succeed. And that could be said about almost anywhere. You could photograph in your own house and find so many ways to approach photographing in your own house that it becomes overwhelming. And you can't possibly say everything there is to say about your house. So pick one aspect of the place where you live. Maybe this is your house full of music or your house full of flowers or some such thing like that. And by narrowing down the subject matter in essentially a location that offers unlimited potential, by narrowing down the subject matter, you'll probably find a more successful small portrait. And again, to extend the house metaphor, let's say you wanted to tell the complete story of your house. Well, how many images would it take to say everything there is to say about the place you live? It almost can't be done. Particularly because you're living in it, and when you live in it, it's second by second, moment by moment. which would be impossible to capture photographically in its entirety. But you may be able to easily find a small aspect of your home or the place you're traveling to or the afternoon that you have to explore photography and say a small thing. Explore it deeply with meaning rather than trying to do too much, which always ends in failure. I think this is a good idea to keep in mind when defining your project boundaries. What is this project about, and how can we narrow it so that we can say something meaningful about whatever it is we've chosen to photograph?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.